Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Chenin Blanc is a grape which has been kind of not really given as much respect as I think it deserves. It's probably best known from Vouvray in the Loire Valley, but it appears in a lot of other regions. And Alan, it's kind of perfect for springtime. So you're exploring this now, and tell us what you found.
Well, I'm inspired by my upcoming trip, and we leave tomorrow, and we're going to be in the Loire Valley. We will stop in Vouvray and taste some really good. It's a real bummer. But I agree with you, Hugh. Chenin Blanc doesn't get the respect it deserves. It's a very versatile grape, and it's being grown all over the world. And I think I'll talk about three of them. The first one is Kiona Chenin Blanc from the Columbia Valley. I really like this property, by the way. 2020, $15. This is my wine of the week. Listen to this. It's just great. You know, Chenin Blanc does have many guises. This one is dry, fruity, and lively, and flavorful. There's almost a touch of pétillance in it, which I think gives it a kind of a lift. And the aroma is quite fresh. There's honey, which is classic, spring flowers, which is classic, and a dash of wet stones, which is all classic. On the palate, the wine it's really very nice. Aside from the near pétillance, there is a burst of sweet fruit that comes through, things like yellow pear, ginger, pink grapefruit, and a touch of spice. And what's interesting is the acidity. The texture is very soft, but under it all is a kind of a steely streak of acidity. Very, very nice. And the wine should be really, really very food friendly. I immediately thought of grilled scallops with this. Wow. So I'm going to go out and get me some, I think.
Works for me.
Chenin Blanc has found a real home in South Africa where it's very much respected. And they call it steen.
It's the dominant white there.
It is. When it's sent abroad, they change it to Chenin Blanc, so we recognize it. This is from Lubans. Chenin Blanc from 2021, $18. And if you like a dry white wine with good fruit and unique flavors, then South African Chenin Blanc is for you. It starts with a classic aroma of honey, flowers, and stones. So I seem to be repeating myself. But on the palate, this is it's a very dry white wine that contains a nice nest of fruit. There's Meyer lemons, lime peel, and a touch of sweetness to it. There's very good acidic balance and a long tart finish. Excellent as an aperitif. I love it with grilled calamari, for instance. I think it would be great with that, or maybe steamed shrimp, or better yet, garlicky mussels. That would be wonderful. We talked about this winery last week, and it's one of my favorites in Mendocino. It's Hush. And their Chenin Blanc from Mendocino, 2020, $20. I thought this was really nice. The rich gold color of this wine was sort of a clue. This should be a pretty rich tasting wine. And I took a sip, and it was. It's reminiscent of a Riesling Cabernet with a touch of sweetness in a very dry format. The aroma is pure melon. I think it was a lot like ripe honeydew. The flavors are that same melon edged with citrus notes. And then it's round and it's soft and it's balanced with bright acidity. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Thai curry came to mind. So I think that would be just really, really great with it. So Hugh, I'm gonna put these on the website. I hope folks can get out and try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.